The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, we've got a road show. Well, at least one of us does. And a lot to get to. So let's do this. It's a Texas Mattress Maker show on a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is a renterswarehouse.com road show. Live from Texas Mattress Makers on Navigation, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. No AJ at the moment. We'll get to that in just a second. Jong Lee, the master, back in studio. Voldemort keeping us on air out here at Texas Mattress Makers at 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. And if you are out in the area, you need to come check this place out. They've got the expanded showroom, and we are going to be out here until 7 o'clock doing the show. And if you're in the market for a mattress, you can come check it out. If you're not in the market and you know you're going to be soon, just come check it out. It's a very cool place. We're going to be here. We got giveaways and all kinds of stuff with the promo crew. And if you want to get in, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at Jong Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. Of course, you could text the show at 713-780-3776. And Barry Laminack is going to hang around in studio. Poor Barry is kind of the – he's like the relief pitcher that you always have to use. I think he's been used more than Chris Davinsky this year.
That's all right. Davinsky – I feel like Davinsky's role is important. You know, he fills in junk time and when no one else has their bleep together. So that's what I'm here for.
And he's done really well except for one game. So far you've done really well. Just, you know, don't have a Yankees game on me.
Yeah, okay. I'll try not to.
If you're wondering where AJ is, we all are. Apparently, after we talked about this yesterday on air, that, boy, it's a good thing you mentioned that we're going to Texas Mattress Makers tomorrow, because I would have shown up in studio.
I was going to the restroom before the show, and as my trip back to the restroom, about to open the door, AJ walks up to the door, starts punching in the code. I'm like, bro, Texas Mattress Makers. And he had that look on his face. He goes, bleep, and then turned around and walked out.
What are the odds? I know it's Wednesday.
What are the odds Wednesday?
What are the odds AJ just was driving based on repetition? You ever done that where you're just driving around and you do it every day? I've done that before. And you just go to work and then you realize, oh, crap, I was supposed to be going somewhere else. I'm guessing that's what happened. He wasn't paying attention. He was probably texting and driving.
Yeah, he always does that.
Yeah, I know.
So,
well, he told me he was just downtown, and he was like, I was just there.
Well, that makes it worse, because now it's at least a half an hour to get from the station to here at this time of day.
Oh, that's
after
true.
4 o'clock. You could forget it. He's you know, I'm sure he'll get here at some point, but I just find it amusing because we made such a big deal out of it yesterday. And it's like, oh, yeah, I would have. It's a good thing you mentioned that, man, because I would have wound up going to the station. And, of course, he did.
And he still did.
Yeah, and, yeah, I was all excited because I rode my bike down here. It was like a 12-minute bike ride. And
what do you do with all your – do you have a backpack that you put your computer and all that in? Okay.
Yeah, I've actually got a backpack that I bought at Specs, so you can put beer in there and it'll keep it cold.
Okay.
So I got it going, man.
So you have beer and a laptop that you're riding around with?
Well, I don't have beer in here, but I'm told we have beer out here.
So
there will be beer. Maybe one goes home with me. We'll see how it goes. But so what was the big topic on The Usual Suspects today, Mr. Laminack?
Oh, gosh. You know, the huge baseball, basketball, LeVar Ball, all the balls. We talked about balls for 3 hours.
Well, LeVar Ball, it's funny. I was talking to the promo team about this before because baby Dwight Howard seems to think he's entertaining. Why do people keep putting this idiot on their show? I don't get it. He's only famous because his sperm worked out. I mean, that's basically it, right?
Yeah.
So why the hell do people keep putting him on their show?
Ratings grab. It's clickbait. That's all it is. He's the TV and radio version of clickbait. If you say, Fred, if you were to say, hey, guys, tomorrow we're going to have LeVar Ball on the show, the ratings would be through the roof, higher than they already are. People gravitate to the drama. They love it.
That dude wouldn't survive on this show, I'm pretty sure.
I think you and AJ would make him cry.
He would get sliced and diced. And maybe that would be fun. Because that's fun to do every now and then.
Yeah, y'all should try to do that.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe we will. After me making a big deal out of saying, why do people keep having this guy on?
You should.
I think that'd be fun. If we could get him on and just have a nice, clean debate with him about the issues.
No, you should make fun of him. That's what we were talking about earlier. I was saying, you know, he's going after guys. Like, he was making a fat joke about one of the guys he was talking to. And then people are ripping him like, bro, you can't be out in the public. And, you know, apparently his teeth are really yellow. And I didn't notice that.
Oof,
but, yeah, so they're starting to rip him. And I'm like, yeah, you got to be careful. If you're going to go make fun of people, that's going to come back to you. That's what you guys should do. Just bring him on and make fun of him for the whole segment.
For yellow teeth?
Yeah. Oh, and more. So much more.
713 says, doubt it, he'll destroy all of you. I'll take that challenge. I'll take that challenge. I've seen enough of his act.
Yeah, I don't think I would be worried about matching wits with LeVar Ball.
Well, there's no matching of wits. It'd be something else. It'd just be insults.
Yeah.
So, I'd like to hear Barry in the ring. I'd like to hear you in the ring with him.
I would.
It's always fun when someone who thinks they're who's famous for goofy reasons gets in the ring with a comedian. They usually don't win that.
I would have a good time. I wouldn't want to do it on radio because despite what people might think, I do censor myself.
I know it's podcast.
Yeah.
Podcast.
Oh, that's true. Like if we would do like we did during the Final Four. Yeah, that would be fun. I would enjoy that.
Yeah, maybe we can make that happen. You just have to buy a pair of his shoes.
Oh no,
and I'm out. You have to wear them.
I'm out. No, gosh, with my romper, I'm out. I tap.
All right, it is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. We're out here at Texas Mattress Makers, and man, very cool place. And one thing that I like doing business with these guys is that not only do they get you great mattresses and save you a bunch of money, and they're just good people, but they do a lot in the community. And a lot of charity work and a lot of stuff like that. And they've been doing this for 30 years over here, and they do a great job. So come on out and just, you know what, all the people I always talk about that are, Lax is here, Rachel's here, Yuval's here. He's going to come on with us a little bit. You get a chance to meet some cool people if you come out today. So we'll see how it goes. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. So when you call, text, tweet, send a Raven, or send AJ, that'd be okay too. Make sure you put odds on it. So all right, Barry, let's see. You're there. What are the odds AJ gets here before, let's say, 4:30?
Oh, 15, 20% maybe?
Yeah, because, man, 59 is just, it's always a mess coming this way this time of day.
Just getting out of the Galleria can take 10 minutes just to get to a freeway from where we're at.
If I were him, I would probably, I would take 610 and go around like NRG and not take 59. And just circle around. I bet you that's going to be 10 minutes quicker.
Yeah.
To 45 and then just jump on Lockwood.
You might be right.
If you're listening, AJ, that's what I would do if you're out of the gallery area.
I hope he's using Waze or something like that that tells you the best route. And not Trey's, because Trey's obviously not good at directions.
Oh, yeah. No, Trey is driving him here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, then I'm going to say he'll be there by Friday.
AJ, where's navigation? I don't know where that is. Is that in Houston?
Navigation? I use Google Maps. No, damn it, Trey. That's not what that means.
You need another tire, AJ? Yeah, I could just see Trey rut driving him here. Oh, man. Black Spotted Zebra says he'd pay to have Craig Shelton go at it with Ball. That would be interesting.
Is Craig pretty...
Yeah, Craig can mix it up. That'd be a good one. Michael would say, what are the odds we could set up a charity fight between AJ and LeVar Ball? The world would be happy. I'd like to see that. But
that
I'm sure he's the greatest fighter who ever lived, though, if you ask him.
Oh, of course. He could beat Ali.
I'm sure he could. I don't know if I should swing by for my break at 4:30 or wait for AJ. I work a block over. AJ will be here. I have faith.
What did you say, Fred? I said 15 to 20% that he gets there by 4:30.
Yeah, I'm going to give it 33.2%.
Okay. That's...
Ooh, here's one, Barry.
Uh-oh.
What are the odds Deshaun Watson has more career wins than the amount of minutes AJ's late? That's how you play What Are the Odds Wednesday right there. So, let's say... Ooh, man, that's a tough one. I'm gonna give AJ the 60-40 there just because if Watson's a bust, he won't win 41 games in his career.
Okay.
And kind of setting that as the over-under for how many minutes it takes AJ to get here.
At 40?
Yeah, 41.
41. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna do this based on math. So it's the Texans. So he's going to win 9 games every year.
If he starts.
He's going to play, 6 years? I'll take the over.
This is going to be close. This is going to be really, really close.
It is going to be close. I'll take the over, though.
That's why that's a great What Are the Odds. I love it when we do combo What Are the Odds. Here's one for you. What are the odds of Texans fans still think they're the team to beat in the AFC South? I still think they are, and I'm not a Texans fan, but I think it's close. I could see Tennessee maybe taking a little step back this year but still being good. I always think the Colts are going to be better than they are, mainly because they have Andrew Luck,
and
that just hasn't worked out. And I think last year I wasn't one of those people who bought into the Jacksonville thing, so I'm going to hold off on that. But I think they'll be better. I think they're going to be 6 or 7 wins.
Yeah, the Jags got me last year because I really thought that they were a sleeper team. I'm not buying it this year. I'm with you. I'm not sold on the Titans. And I'm not Andrew Luck still needs help. The Texans almost could win this by default.
Well, I think it depends on who winds up playing quarterback. If Tom Savage is your starter for the entire season and you're 9-7, I don't know if you're winning the division. I think you're probably tied for the division, and it comes down to a tiebreaker. But maybe Deshaun Watson becomes a guy about week 8 and goes on to become everything we'd ever dreamed he would be, and Bill O'Brien coaches him up because that's what Bill O'Brien does with every quarterback.
It's Houston, Fred. That's never going to happen.
You're right. 0.0. All right, quick break. We'll be right back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Texas Mattress Makers on Navigation, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz on a What Are the Odds Wednesday at Texas Mattress Makers. And no A.J. yet. Barry is, as usual, as always, kind enough to hang around for a little bit and help out, which I always appreciate. And... Barry's always fun to do a show with, but now he's a big star and he's doing his own show, so I don't get to do much with him anymore. But joining us now, and so Director of Marketing, I was trying to give you a better title. I'm trying to promote you.
I think that's good.
We're going to talk to Yuval about that. Rachel joined us here out here at Texas Mattress Makers. And one of the things that I talk about and one of the reasons that I love doing business with you guys is because you're very involved in the community. You guys do a lot of cool stuff. The children's charities thing was one. And now you have something new going on that you need to tell the people about.
We do. It's actually for the Houston Children's Charity. We are starting a young professional group. So Texas Mattress Makers is sponsoring the first event, but the group itself is something that me and two other people, we've been pretty passionate about and get to start it on June 15th will be the first event. And I'm pretty excited. It's at Kirby Ice House, 6 to 8:30. It's for people just to come, network, learn more about the charity, how they can make a difference.
Okay, you say young professional group. Those of us who are old are kind of curious about what's the cutoff
here? There's no cutoff. It's young or young at heart. We're not discriminating. I mean, I kind of want to be on it longer than,
Years. That's the thing. If you turn this thing into like a 25-year deal, you're no longer going to be a young professional.
Nope, that's not how it is. It's really just for people. Nowadays, I think the line's kind of skewed. So I think, come out 45 years old, you're fine. Come on. we're open to everyone and anyone. So really it's just about learning what this organization does for the kids.
Well, tell people what the organization does, because I know you guys have been really involved in this, and I know you were responsible for getting you guys involved in it. But tell them a little bit about what it does.
Well, they do several things. Our involvement has been with their Better Night's Sleep program. And so they give away about 100 beds a month. And there are 20,000 children in the Houston city alone that are sleeping without a bed. And so we just felt like that was a number that should not exist. So every month we try to help the Houston Children's Charity supply these parents and children with a bed so that they can dream and sleep well at night. And so they also do things back to school. They have prosthetic limb programs. They give vans to children who are handicapped so that they can have mobile freedom. They do so much in this community.
Wow. So. Yeah, that's good stuff. So, all right, so June 15th, Kirby Ice House, 6 to 8.
6 to 8:30.
Old people like me need not apply, but anybody else, if you're younger than me, if you're younger than me, you can go.
Actually, you better be there.
Well, I think I'm in Vegas that weekend.
Oh, excuses.
Sorry. I got a text. Been sleeping on my Texas mattress maker's bed for about 2 weeks. Best decision ever. It's what I always tell people. I mean, you're not only going to sleep better, you're going to save a bunch of money. And you might go to another store and buy one of these mattresses and not even realize it and pay a whole bunch more for it because they sell them to a bunch of stores around here. Just come here because the people are great and you're going to get a great mattress. And if you come out right now, you can see their new showroom. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's gotten
bigger.
We're pretty proud.
Yeah. Well, you guys are doing a great job. So, all right. I thank you for coming on. And that's a cool thing you're doing. And that's keep it up, man. That's one of the reasons why I love you guys is you're always – and you or Yuval, one of you guys is always involved in something around the community. And that's – man, that's just the mark of a great company in my mind.
And, yeah, if you want to learn more, you can go to the Facebook. It's Young Houstonians for Houston Children's Charity.
Okay. So. Young Houstonians.
Thank you.
Barry, are you young enough for this?
I don't think so.
The problem is, are we professionals? I think that's the real issue. I don't think we're professionals.
Well,
we might
be
young at heart or act like children sometimes, I think qualifies us.
And you said everyone that's younger than you, that's everyone.
Well, that's true. That's true. Well, no, wait a minute. Granado's older than me.
Is he really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's ancient.
He's
like thanks, Eunice. Yeah, but he looks good. Great. Thanks. Thanks.
Ouch.
I tell you, no respect from anybody around
Granado
here.
Granado tans, but he's like the lady in Something About Mary, the neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
The old lady.
Magda.
Yeah.
Magda.
Yeah, that's Granado. He's the radio version of that.
Tell me you didn't throw up when her shirt came off.
No. Are you kidding me?
You like
the
that,
opposite.
Do you?
I was like, uh-oh. Where's the blanket? I had to cover myself.
Oh, it's so funny because every time any female is on the show, we always get, is she hot? That's like the only question people have.
Like what? No one ever asked that when you have a male guest.
Well, no, that's true. Well, Eunice asked that now, apparently. Is he hot? She's always asking me that.
Oh, really?
It's not me. Rachel she has a boyfriend, so you guys are out. Going to the racetrack on Friday, can you go over some do's and don'ts when approaching you guys? If the headsets are on and we're talking, please don't try to talk through the headsets. That's the one thing that happens everywhere we go. When we're on air, people come up, hey, man, what do you think about this? Well, we were just talking about that on air with the microphone on. That's it. That's the only don't. You can come up on the breaks. Man, we're happy to talk to people. We love spending time with the Blitzers. And so we will be at the track Friday, and we'll have some Preakness stuff to do. So, Barry, you got another show tonight, or am I going to get a sober version for Houston Sports and Stuff tomorrow?
Yeah, you're going to get a sober version. No show tonight. That's no fun. That text was pretty bad. I just drunk texted Fred when I was like, the article is up, but you need to review it.
Well, the funny part about it was I didn't see your text until the next morning. So I go in and I edit the article, and it was a little... There were a few little areas where I could tell, you know what, they Barry might have been drinking, but it wasn't anything bad, right? Then the next morning, I look at that text, and I'm like, my God, how did he put anything down on there?
It was bad.
I guess you were drinking while you were doing it, and it hit you right after, because the text made absolutely no sense.
Yeah.
Like, okay, Barry was drinking a little.
A little bit of both, but I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to expose these people on YouTube.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you spend a lot of time on YouTube. But the other day, I went down the rabbit hole on YouTube, and I ended up watching all these stupid-ass life hack videos. Have you ever seen these?
I have not, no.
Oh, so they have, if you don't know what a life hack is, it's basically where people are trying to make something that's, you know, that goes on in everyday life, something that you do easier. All right. So I'm okay. Like, okay. So I see this one.
So is there one for punching the clown?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
No. So I see this one that says, here's a great life hack for eating tacos. And I'm like, what? When did eating tacos become so complicated that we had to create a life hack for it? And the whole video is essentially, this chick says, have you ever been eating tacos and the stuff falls out? It's like, yeah, that's called eating a taco. That's what they do. Like, that's what they do. That's their, like, the stuff is supposed to fall out onto the plate. That's, you consider that bonus, right? Like, I mean, it's almost like yeah. The fries at the bottom of the bag.
If it's not falling out, it's not a good taco.
Yeah, and you know you didn't get extra fries. You know you didn't get extra taco, but it feels like it when you're done. Because you got that leftover on the plate. But this lady, this was her life hack. She goes, next time you're eating a taco, take another taco shell and put it underneath it to catch all the stuff that falls out. What? That's not a life hack. That's called ordering two tacos, lady. Like, what are you exactly. Selling me a bill of goods for? Oh, I was so mad I wasted my time on that. I was like, "This. What's next? Are we going to like wrap a pinata in a net so the stuff doesn't go everywhere when we bust it open?" Oh, I was angry. So, yeah, I might write about
that. That's what you need a life hack for is a pinata.
Yeah.
It's like how to keep the candy in there so that the kids don't get it.
Yeah, exactly. How not to make a mess with a pinata. Don't get a pinata.
Oh. You know what I need a life hack for?
Oh, directions?
It'd be so great if there was like some sort of thing on my phone that could alert me on days that I'm going to be doing the show somewhere besides the studio. Like, someone should come up with an app for that, right?
I don't know. What would you call it? Something like reminders or something?
I would just probably call it, like, my calendar. Well, would be like
oh,
a good
yeah,
thing.
And you set a reminder on it. I don't
yeah.
know.
Someone should come up with that. It's like that's a big idea, I think, just blossoming.
I feel like that's further down the road, AJ. We don't have all the technology
We don't have
yet
the technology
no,
yet.
No, not yet. You got to ease into it.
On a, like, 1 to 10 pissed off scale, I'm about a 14 right now, and there's no one to blame but me. And, you know, when we talked about this yesterday, I told Jong I threw away the email that he sent with the that always says when our show is out and about, and I was too lazy to go back into my trash can of my email and get it. What I didn't think about at the time is when I'd see that, when I usually read that email, I put into my calendar our live broadcast for that said week. And because I threw this one in the trash, I never did that. Even yesterday when we sat here and talked about it. And even worse, I met a guy downtown today. And then I was like, yeah, I said, it's got to be quick because I got to get to work. Mother of pearl. I mean, I was maybe 5 minutes from here, maybe.
It wouldn't have been so bad if we hadn't specifically talked about it yesterday, and you hadn't said, "Man, it's a good thing that you mentioned that because I would have shown up at the studio today." Then you did.
My anger level right now would have been significantly lower had we not had this exact discussion yesterday. You're right. I'd be much less frustrated.
Well, you came way under though on when you got here.
I know. I was listening to you guys on the way in, and man, y'all have very little faith in me.
Well, no, I have very little faith in Houston traffic, man.
Galleria? Yeah.
I honestly the you'll never guess which way I went. I went 610 up to I-10.
Okay. That would have been the other suggestion.
And then took I-10 around and there was like a 10-minute slowdown or I would have been here faster. There was an accident. Imagine that in a town with like, I don't know, 4 million people, there's a couple who don't know how to drive. Mm-hmm. And slowed me down a bit, but it could have been worse. It could have been worse. And I always play a game with Google Maps when it tells me, oh, it's going to take you 32 minutes to get there. I'm like, no, bro.
Yeah.
It's going to take me 26 minutes to get there. And I always like try to see how badly I can beat their prediction.
Why are you using Google Maps?
Because, like,
you need to get on that Waze.
I think I already talked to you about this when we drove to Beaumont. This is so lazy. But I feel like I already have an app on my phone that does that. Why would I take the time to download another one?
Waze is way more accurate. Like, as far as saving you time on the shortest route, it's way better. You're wasting precious time. You could have been there at the start of the second segment.
All right. Well, during this break, I'm going to download Waze.
Okay, thank you. And download Trays, too. That's another good app for directions.
No, nothing with Tray in it is going to be good.
Trays is the one that's like, we work in the Galleria, and he's like, I'm not sure where Westheimer or 610 is, or Richmond. I don't know any of those streets.
There's no streets. It's just a question mark. It's the whole app. It's just,
okay.
See, I don't know. I put mine on my Google Calendar whenever we're going to be somewhere.
That's what I usually do, but I didn't because I threw away the email, and my laziness is starting to haunt me.
713 wants to know, what are the odds I can fill in for AJ on Friday if I get to the track before he does?
Well, you know what? And that would make me even more mad because the track is literally a 5-minute drive from my house. So.
Well, it should be a 5-minute drive half the time. It winds up being 20 minutes because of traffic.
That's
even
true.
Though you're very close. But no, but we are at the track on Friday. You are aware of that. So we're good.
I'm actually going to put that into my phone now, just in case.
That's a good thing to do while you're on the break. Barry, appreciate it.
While I download Waze.
Barry, the Davinsky of the staff, once again, appreciate you helping us get through these first 24 minutes or so.
No worries, guys. Have a good show.
I love you, Barry.
All right. Guys, if there's a kid who wants to drop out of school, doesn't know what to do, you know who helps him out? Houston Can Academies. And these are good kids, man. Some of them have to drop out to support their families. Some of them had issues with transportation, all kinds of reasons they had to drop out. Well, Houston Can Academy takes them in, works around whatever those problems were. It's so many of these kids graduate and go on to do great things, and that just makes us all better. And you know what? You can help. You can help them get these kids through school and go on and do great things just by donating a vehicle you're not using anymore. Car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, tractor. Doesn't matter. Maybe it's been sitting out there in your yard or your field and you didn't know what to do with it. You were going to sell it. You were going to fix it up. You never got around to it. Well, give them a call. They're going to come tow the vehicle free of charge, process all the paperwork, and your donation is tax deductible. So next year when you're filling out those taxes, it's going to be nice to get a tax break on it. And it doesn't matter if the vehicle's running or not. And you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, you get a free $50 Visa gift card. Just their way of saying thank you. Give them a call, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Texas Mattress Makers on Navigation, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz on a What Are the Odds Wednesday, live here at Texas Mattress Makers. And come on out. We now have beer, so we're in good shape. Let's give something away real quick. This is in honor of A.J., you know, not being here. Win a $25 Raising Cane's gift card. Indulge yourself in one love. 24-hour marinated, hand-battered premium chicken tenderloins. Raising Cane's now has 24 locations in the Houston metro area. Visit RaisingCane's.com to find out the location nearest you today. Caller 20.
Pretty sure that's old copy. They've got 25 now.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, the second one opened up in Katy.
All right, so 25 locations.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I figured you would know that.
I know a lot of things.
Yeah.
Which one of these beds do you have?
I have the Athens Gel, and I have the London downstairs.
Okay. Which one do you sleep in, the Athens Gel, though, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Although
I'm going to roll around on it during the next break to see what it feels like to be Fred at night.
Boy, I could say something I'm not going to.
Okay.
I spend a lot of time on the one downstairs, too, when I get kicked out.
Oh, okay.
So that's – you know how that goes.
I'll try it like this. I'll have one of the ladies lay with me in the Athens Gel, and then I'll just be cold and lonely in the London, and I'll see what feels better.
Yeah, that's, you know,
I'll kindly refrain from rolling on them all sweaty and humping them, okay. Like I'm sure you do to your poor wife. I'll see what it feels like to be Fred for a day.
I'm very comfortable on both beds.
That's good.
Because usually, you know, sometimes you need to be kicked out of your bedroom.
Sometimes you do.
That's a good thing.
When my wife gets mad at me, she never kicks me out of the room. She always just, like, because there's a certain power to it where she's just like, I'm going to sleep in another room. And I'm like, well, it's not like I can, what am I going to do, fight it and say, no, I'm going to sleep in the other room. But she, like, takes the bull by the horns and says she's going to go.
Yeah.
And that just leaves me laying in bed to, you know.
Yeah, actually, it doesn't happen. They're really, she didn't really kick me out. Sometimes, though, if I'm up in the middle of the night, I don't like bothering her.
Right.
And so, and then I don't want to come back up and wake her up by coming back into bed, so I'll just go downstairs. It's not really a I've been kicked out thing.
If I drink a lot or I do a food challenge.
Yeah.
Usually it's that's a separate bedroom kind of night.
Yeah. The thing is, especially on work nights for her, because she has to get up early.
Right.
If I'm staying up and having a few drinks, a lot of times I'll just sleep on the couch or go downstairs just because I don't. Yeah. Because she actually has to be at work at 7:30. So. Me, I don't have to be here until 4.
You can make it.
Yeah. So I can – there's times when I want to stay up and have a few drinks and watch TV, and then if it gets to be 2 in the morning, I don't want to bother. So it's not that I'm actually being kicked out. I'm misrepresented that a little bit. 713-780-ESPN, 832. What are the odds Fred's self-esteem improves? He always talks about how ugly he is. My self-esteem is awesome.
Fred does have great self-esteem for a really ugly guy.
I do.
I mean, it's almost – obnoxious, because someone who looks like Fred should really like be living under a bridge, but Fred is a relatively confident guy.
Damn, I'm extremely
all things
confident.
Considered.
Yeah, I mean, tell you, I know my strengths, and they're pretty good.
Yeah,
and so yeah, I have no self esteem problems. I just looks is not my strength. I get
no.
it. But I have other things.
Big deal.
Yeah. But a lot of people are.
You've got the body of a pillowcase filled with pudding, so that's like pretty.
It's not that bad. Stop.
Pretty great.
Stop. It's not that bad.
You've got a face your mother stopped loving years ago.
Yeah,
but you're good at some things.
I'm good at a lot of things.
That's right.
I don't need to worry about stuff like that.
That's right.
956 says, does your wife get mad at you for sleeping downstairs? Mine does. Sometimes she does. Yeah. If I just, you know, if I'm. Every now and then, I would say, yeah, she gets pissed off. Say, why are you sleeping downstairs? So.
Like, well, if you do it more than one night in a row?
Yeah, which, sometimes I like, especially, okay, when she was out of town for 3 weeks, I really got used to.
Sleeping with other chicks.
That too. But no. I got used to having the place to myself and sleeping in my own bed. So it was kind of an adjustment when she got back. And at first couple nights, I stayed downstairs and she kind of got ticked about that.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, yeah, she's been gone for 3 weeks. She'd probably like to sleep with her husband.
Well, I'm sure for 3 weeks she was sleeping with somebody else. So,
I know, but not her husband.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've made it clear how I look. I think she probably was happier before. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to text the show, you want to get in. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. So your Astros won again today.
Astros are good. They're good at sport. Yeah, they're, and the Marlins are really bad at sport. So it's a it's almost an expected sweep. So and they got it done. McCullers pitched great. Bullpen didn't even make you sweat, really. So
no.
it's a good day for the Astros, for Los Stros.
And 7-1 on that road trip.
Solid.
That's I'm going to go with that's above average.
Yeah.
A little bit. But I hope now that school's winding down, I'll start filling up the games at home. I mean, coming off that trip, not going to – I mean, I would go except for you wooers, so.
Yeah.
I've given up on trying to stop that.
Yeah.
It's not going anywhere, especially now that they're winning and everybody thinks it's because of the woo. It's like, no, they got a damn good lineup.
No, yeah. It's if you really believe in that, I mean, come on.
What's funny is – I don't know why I was looking at this today. I kind of was looking at the Fresno Grizzlies and all these guys that they had been counting on the last couple of years. They're all down there now. The Preston Tuckers of the world.
Oh, yeah.
A.J. Reed, Tyler White, all those guys that they thought were going to be players. None of them are really doing anything down there. But that's okay. It's like those.
But that's, I mean,
that says a lot about your lineup.
It speaks to the overload that they had. I mean, they had so many good players coming up through their system that – you know, damn near half of them didn't work out, and they're still in pretty good shape.
And but what's cool about it is, you know, a lot of those guys, they still may work out. You may actually get good players out of it at some point.
Well, you still think Jonathan Singleton might turn into a player?
No, not so much.
Okay, I'm just saying. Like,
Popcorn Pet just won the Raising Cane's. Says, thanks, guys. Congratulations.
You're welcome.
We're glad we could take care of you. We have two more giveaways today. And one of them is for Vapor Reserve, which I was down there today and hung out with Jesse a little bit and got some new vape stuff. That is a cool place. I went to one in Deer Park. There's one in Kingwood as well. We'll be doing a giveaway for them here sometime in the 5 o'clock hour.
All right.
But right now, speaking of great beer.
Yeah, right now I'm going to tell you about Carbach, and obviously we're excited to have him on board. You heard Eric on the show Monday.
Yeah, when I wasn't
here.
2 days
ago now.
Thanks for that.
Sorry, he brought in some beer for me and Jerome and talked about some of the beer they got coming up. We're going to be doing broadcasts out there quite a bit, so that's going to be good times. You'll be invited, Fred, don't worry. And you'll hear Eric coming up on I think every other Monday is the game plan. If you haven't been to their restaurant, I don't know what you're waiting for. They've got a ton of good beer out there and a menu that is out of this world, and everything pairs great with your favorite Carbach beers. They're open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. And Carbach's doing the Love Street Music Fest coming up as well. That's this Sunday, May 21st, from 1 to 9. It's a day filled with great beer, obviously, and live music from local and national artists like St. Motel, Junior, Louis Del Mar, Run River North, and more. You can get tickets at CarbachBrewing.com. And next time you're out at a bar, a restaurant, a gas station, a grocery store, don't forget to pick up your favorite mainstay or seasonal from Carbach when you're out there. That's Carbach Brewing, CarbachBrewing.com.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Texas Mattress Makers on Navigation, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Texas Mattress Makers. And see what I'm supposed to tell you here. Let's scroll down. I'm supposed to tell you that we're broadcasting live from Texas Mattress Makers until 7. Texas Mattress Makers is just a heartbeat away from downtown. Located on the corner of Navigation and Lockwood, come check out all the new innovative technology and sleep while you're here. Grab a snack and a cool beverage, courtesy of Texas Mattress Makers and ESPN 97.5. And we have cool beverages here because AJ and I are drinking two of them.
That's right.
So is Voldemort. Are you drinking over there, Voldemort? Yeah. So, you know, I can't really say what it is. Rhymes with deer.
Oh, okay. Are we not supposed to be drinking?
I don't know if we can say that we have Rhymes with Deer available for people if they come out here.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure.
We have a fresh beverage that's cold and...
Yeah, and smells like deer.
Okay.
Yeah. Deshaun says, you guys are such a-holes to each other, but it's funny. Who could hate your show? A lot of people do.
That's all
right. Okay. Yeah, they...
And we're a-holes to each other because that's just the show.
Yeah, it kind of is.
I don't like I don't randomly text Fred really mean things off the air. We bust each other's balls on the show. It's the same with Jung, same with everybody who worked around here.
Same with Granato and Barry and everybody else. I mean,
those guys actually suck.
Well, I like those.
Like in real life, I hate them. No, I'm just kidding.
No,
but it is funny that Granato's younger than you, older than you.
Yeah, he is. It's not much.
Granato looks like...
But he was a TV guy. He's supposed to look good.
Yeah, but you've been rode hard and put up wet compared to Granato. I mean...
You know what? That
you're weathered.
He drinks Heineken Light. What do you expect?
That's
he
true.
Drink real beer.
That's true.
Yeah,
you like that hard liquor, too.
Yeah.
That'll age you.
A little bit. But
that'll age you.
Yeah, I'm still in pretty okay shape. I mean, not... Shape, but I mean, my workouts are pretty hardcore. I can get through those. So, I mean, I'm in pretty good condition. How's that?
That works.
Not shape. I mean, I still need to lose a little weight. I've gotten a few pounds off, but not
your shape
enough.
Is round. That's a shape.
Yes, it's oblong. Maybe
your shape is grimace.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm working on it. But I'm still, you know, I bike 30 miles and I still can run 6 miles and things like that. And still, you know, I can still get through my workout, which is pretty intense. And as long as I can do that, you know, I'll fend off death a little bit.
There you go.
832, what are the odds the Spurs will get one game?
Man, I said at the beginning I thought the Spurs would win one game. After game one, I said, I don't think they're going to win one.
Yeah, that was their one to win.
And then last night, it just looked like they rolled over and took it.
They pulled a rocket last night.
And the Warriors are just so much better than everybody. I'm telling you, it's going to take a magical LeBron James performance to beat that team. And their regular season record wasn't as good as it was a year ago. I think they're a better team right now because Kevin Durant started to work his way in and – You know, I know people are worried about depth and things like that. And when you're in the playoffs and you play an 8-man rotation, I don't think it matters that much. I just think the Warriors are so ultra talented that I have a hard time seeing them losing.
Yeah, I mean, if they're going to lose one, it's going to be in San Antonio, but it's going to have to be a healthy Leonard playing. And I don't think he's healthy. I don't think even if he comes back, the fact that he got re-injured is not a good sign. I just don't see it. I think the thing is the Warriors played about as poorly as they could play in game one.
Yeah.
And still managed to come back.
Did you see LaMarcus Aldridge last night stick his foot under Kevin Durant's jump shot?
I did see that. That happens all the time, man.
That's NBA basketball.
It only became a thing because he got hurt.
Exactly.
And that's the only time you ever hear about that. And Bruce Bowen did it a few years ago and Popovich defended him, so...
Well, I still implore everyone to go find the video of Bruce Bowen karate kicking Wally Szczerbiak, which is like my favorite NBA moment, maybe.
What are the odds Cavs cover 4.5 tonight and Cavs sweep from Big Chris?
I don't know. I'm not betting on game one, especially in Boston. I'm not giving up points. I'm not betting on the NBA period, but if I were, I would say I'm not giving up points in game one in Boston when the Cavs haven't played in a week. I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like it, but I do think
the Cavs win.
I think the Cavs win, and I think the Celtics coming off a pretty grueling series.
I think the Cavs win in 5, maybe 6.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. And what would be really cool if both teams just swept their way to the finals?
Isn't that we're waiting for anyway?
Yeah.
I mean, I think we all knew this about 3 days into the NBA season. We were just like, okay, can we just fast forward to the end where LeBron plays the Warriors? That's all I care about.
Yeah.
And I know there's probably a lot of Spurs fans and Rockets fans and Celtic fans who like had high hopes for their teams, but realistically you had to know that at the end of the day, this is what it was going to be. And I'm just ready to get there. I don't even need a regular season in the NBA anymore. I'm over it. I knew what was coming, and it's all I care about. I just want to have it now. I want that rubber match.
I'm with you, and let's just get there fast as possible.
And honestly,
it's a waste.
And honestly, as soon as that series ends, you know what I'm going to be saying? Man, I can't wait till next year's NBA Finals when LeBron plays the Warriors again.
It's like, I can wait till next year's NBA Finals because it's going to be a whole year of going through the same stuff before you get to the same result.
Yeah, I know. We've got to pretend like all the other teams matter, and it's
just a
waste of
time. No, we don't have
to
pretend. We can just ignore the entire season until the finals next year.
That's a good idea.
I think that should be the plan.
It's a good idea.
Jeremy, what are the odds Watson is starting by game 3? I'll go 15%. I think by game 8 it goes up to 60%.
Okay.
But he could easily be starting because Tom Savage can break.
That's true.
We know that. And then so he's asking, how many years does a horse race for, like a really good horse that races the Kentucky Derby? Usually 2 to 3 years tops. So you're just going to do that, right?
Sorry.
Trevor wants to know, what are the odds this Tom Brady thing blows up with the
concussions?
Yeah.
I can't imagine it would. If I'm Tom Brady, I just say, listen, English isn't my wife's first language. She doesn't know what she's talking about.
Yeah, she's been concussed from falling on those all those runways.
The guy was clearly trying to trick her into saying something. She doesn't know anything. She's a woman. She's a model. She's really dumb.
She's really hot.
Yes, look at her. Does that look like a woman who knows anything? No. She's just here to be pretty.
Yeah, and model underwear.
Right.
So.
Like, if any other woman that hot said something, would you take her at her word? No. You just
No.
Poor, dumb, beautiful woman.
You know, if she were a neurosurgeon and she said that?
Maybe. Like the exceptional student at Oxford University
who
stabbed her Tinder date?
Yeah, well.
She was extraordinary because she was going to be a heart surgeon, so she doesn't have to go to jail.
What are the odds the Celtics win an NBA championship in the next 5 years? I like their chances in the next 5 years, especially with more high picks.
But yeah, they get the Nets pick next year.
Yeah.
I'll still go 5%.
I'll go a little higher. I'll go 10. Because at some point, LeBron is going to slow down.
I don't think it's in the next 5 years.
I do. I think it may be the tail end of that.
Okay.
But I think it's at some point he's going to slow down, and it's going to be just enough for a team like if the Celtics just keep getting better and better and adding players, then they might be able to beat them. Hey, guy was asking a horse question. Guess what? The Preakness is here. Time to get in on the action. MyBookie.lv offers more odds and action for the races than any other site. All the safe and secure fun you need to win big. Plus, you'll enjoy fast, no-hassle payouts when you win. In fact, I cashed out of there a couple weeks ago, and it was in my bank account in 2 days. Come join MyBookie.lv today. You can also boost your action. This is the best part. If you're playing a lot of races, and guess what? I am. 7% rebate when you place your wagers. You can also get in on all the basketball action. I've got a 50% sign-up bonus, so if you want to get in on that Cavs Celtics, you can. They've got decades of expertise, no fine print. You'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. There's no better time to join MyBookie than today. Call 844-900-2387 or visit us online at MyBookie.lv to open an account. We'll make it to the track this weekend. Hey, pull out your smartphone. Sign up with our user-friendly mobile site, Adrenaline On Demand. What are you waiting for? Pick your ponies. That's 844-900-2387 or go online to MyBookie.lv to open an account and start winning today. Only the biggest, only the best, only at MyBookie.lv. Sign up today.
ESPN 97.5.